Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, I don't even remember what's on our notes today. I'm very out of sorts right now.
Oh, something happened to me recently, actually. I'm just going to start ranting away. Something happened to me recently. So I posted a video on my reel on my page. I think we discussed reels last podcast.
I saw this.
Did you see the comments?
Oh, no. I saw you post a reel and then I liked it and then it disappeared.
Oh, that did happen. Yeah, it really flopped. And actually, it did slightly better the next morning. Although when repost, it doesn't actually tend to do better. But this time it actually did do better. So I was okay with that. Like, I was fine with that. But it was a different reel. It was one we were talking about last time, I think.
I think
it was like a jewelry reel. Anyway, so I get like a fear when I post things. I just don't want to look at the likes. I don't want to look at the comments. I just don't want to see how it's done because I always just expect failure. It's a really terrible way to be, but I do. And I went back and I always basically go back into my post like 3 days later or something when I'm like in a good mind frame or something. I say mental, but that's just the way I do things.
No, I know what you mean, especially with Instagram the way it is at the moment. Like, I don't think anything does well. And you can't hide your likes on reels.
Yeah, that's so true. Because I've gone through stages where I just hide everything, all of my likes. Obviously, you can't on reels. But then I'm like, oh, well, should I be disguising? Like, does that mean it looks like I'm doing worse than I am? I'm like, oh, it's just like a whole thing. Anyway, so I went back and looked at that reel. And some bitch, there's like these two people having an argument. One person's basically saying that I look like fucking Celine Dion. And like, I look so much older and my hair is like flicked to the side. So I'm never wearing my hair flicked to the side again. Like, I know. And I was just like, is that necessary? And then there was this other person arguing. It was really funny. Like, they're arguing. Some woman was like, I think she was like a nutritionist or something in the medical field or something like that. And she's like, how are you commenting on this girl's appearance, a woman of your, I don't know, stature or whatever? And basically, then she came back and she was like, I wasn't insulting her. I was just clearly just making a point. It's like, you were clearly insulting
Honestly.
Me.
I don't understand it when people comment things like that. It's like they are saying what they're thinking, just like, and have no filter. It's bizarre. It's honestly bizarre.
I know.
I love when people, though, like, reply and stick up for you, and then you look and then they start having an argument, and you're like, yes, you've got my back. And now they're like having some full-on fight.
Same, I love it. So anyone that actually does that, I love you guys.
I know.
It means so much because you're just like, I can't really do it as much as I'd love to do it. I'd love to like attack back, but like honestly,
sometimes
it just makes
I do.
Us look worse. Yeah, sometimes I do make little cheeky remarks.
Yeah, I won't go in on them. I just like reply, being like, "You're clearly having a bad day. Like, hope you feel better soon or something."
That's such a good one.
Yeah, because I'm just like, why would you like need to comment something rude? It's just so bizarre. I got a really weird DM yesterday from this girl, being like, obviously, no idea who she is. Being like, you told Zara I was a slut. How could you say that about me? She was like, when you were cheating on Sam Thompson all those years, you don't even know me. I was like, she's made up a whole scenario in her head. Like, she's made up a whole situation. Like, it was
literally
weird.
Like, that's so weird because like, I thought like everyone would have thought it was Sam cheating on you, not the other way around. Like,
which it was, and I wasn't.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, I cheated on him once, actually.
I think that was at the end, though, wasn't it? After he'd put you through like turmoil.
Yeah.
Like, kind of.
Well, it was kind of at the start, but he had already put me through shit. Right. But yeah, anyway, really going back into the past. But yeah, I'm not a cheater. I've cheated once in my life. Unfortunately, it was completely all over TV, but that is literally the one time and one time only.
So funny.
Have you ever cheated?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Anyway, moving on. Was that Harry Barron?
No, it was with Gus.
Oh! what? Oh shit! So, oh god, that must have been such a like stick in the like ass or whatever you want to call it, whatever the saying. Like, if so, you cheated on Sam with Gus, and then you broke up with Sam, and then got with Gus.
I know, and also and like several years later, you'd be like, "Cool, like, has he always been in your mind?" kind of thing, which actually, so like, funny. It completely wasn't. But so, yeah, so bad. Anyway, oh, enough gosh. About my amazing awful history, dating history. How was your weekend? How are you?
We've all been there. How am I? How was my weekend? What did I do? What even day is it? My parents are over. I've seen them literally every day. It's been really, really nice. I'm seeing them today for lunch. We've just been having like lunches, dinners. Isn't that so funny? I just don't do breakfasts. Like, if someone asks me to do breakfast, I'll make up every excuse under the sun, basically, not to go. I'm not a nice person in the mornings. I'm just not a nice person.
But you used to do like quite early, you used to do quite early workouts with me sometimes.
Yeah, but I think that was like maybe just because we were like, well, I was mid-20s, I think. And maybe we were still going from the night before. I swear there was like a rollover of some sort when we used to do workouts.
There was one.
No, actually I did. Yeah, no, I did. We did. No, the odd time I'll do a workout.
But I know what you mean. You're either a morning person or you're an evening person, and like, you're not a morning person.
No, you're a morning person.
Yeah, right? I would say I'm more morning. Yeah. Yeah, more morning than evening. I get so tired in the evenings. And then like mornings, I feel more like, I would like to get all my like work and stuff done early morning. Like, by the afternoon, evening, I just can't even think.
Yeah, to be fair, when I do wake up and I don't see anyone, now that was the first thing I do my admin on my phone kind of thing. And then again in the evening, my brain switches on again. So yeah.
That's nice that they're out. How long are they out for?
My parents, they've been here, I think, for 5-6 nights in total. They leave the day we go to Cyprus. I'm going to Cyprus this week for my baby moon. Very, very excited. Can't believe I haven't had a honeymoon, but I'm having a baby moon. Yeah, so excited.
I know.
Oh, shit, the door. Sorry, that was my post.
Well, at least you're getting your post.
Exactly. They're coming. I mean, do you know what I had to pay the other day for express delivery to Spain? €26. Like,
oh, my God.
It was, so I just annoying. Was sickened. And then it was delayed. It still hasn't arrived. So I complained and they've sent me the money back. But
yeah, that's
so
good.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Did you want that for your trip?
My trip, yeah. So I'm really hoping it comes today, but it might not. I'm going to go to the shopping centre in a while and get some bits. I now like go to shops, which I never do in general. Like,
have you got new bits for the trip?
A few new things. I picked up some stuff in, where was I yesterday? I've been shopping in Pull and Bear a lot. I actually really like their stuff. I just never used to shop there. And maybe it's because I think it could be a Spanish, or it's a European brand anyway.
Yeah, I feel like it's Spanish.
Yeah. Just they have like little cute little dresses, and I got a pair of trousers yesterday that I'm going to wear, which I'm so shocked. Like, obviously I've had to size up like 3 sizes, but I bought a pair of jeans. Like, I never thought I'd wear another pair of jeans again in my pregnancy, but like, I'm going to give them a go. They looked nice anyway. It's weird shape though, like with a bump and like a jean. It's like everything looks wider.
But Cyprus, like, you won't be wearing jeans. It'll be so hot there.
I know. I don't know what I was thinking, but like, I just really liked them and I thought they'd make a nice photo. So I'm literally doing it for Instagram. I'm not doing it for myself. So stupid.
I've never been to Cyprus. Have you?
I don't think I've been to Cyprus.
It's meant to be really hot there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's meant to be nice. Really hot. And I mean, both been in like such like high heats the last however many weeks, so I guess we're just life now, isn't it? I'm going for 5 days. Have you got any trips coming up?
Yeah, I have booked Barcelona for the start of September, just for 2 nights with Lucy, so that'll be really nice. We're staying at the little beach house, Soho House. I'm excited because apparently it's really nice.
Yeah,
so that'd be cute. Just like a little sister's trip.
Yeah, that'll be really nice. And I'd say the weather's still be quite hot, to be honest, the first week of September.
Yeah,
I wonder when it's actually going to get cold. Like, I feel like this is just life now, isn't it? Showers, like basically thunderstorms and like...
I don't want it to get cold.
Heat. Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. Can't wait. Can't wait for the temperatures to drop. I don't want the rain, but like, I'm so excited for it to get cold.
No.
Oh, I'm so excited
for
Christmas.
I don't want summer to end.
I do get you though.
We're like opposite.
We're literally up. I'm opposite to most people. Like, most people don't say this, but I'm so ready. Although I don't know what I'm gonna wear when it comes to winter, because right now flowy dresses are my friends and I don't know what I'll wear.
Yeah,
Charlie's sister yesterday was saying after you hit the 30 weeks, she was like, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you can't eat and you can't breathe. I'm talking about the baby bump. And oh, she's God. Just like, good luck. I'm like, oh, so excited. So excited to come. Oh, life.
Also, I was thinking the other day, do you know the sex?
No, we don't need sex.
But you didn't find out the sex, no?
No, we got asked on the at the 20-week scan, but she said she couldn't tell me 100%, and I don't care, like...
Yeah.
Actually, speaking about babies and stuff, was looking at a really cute baby shower that Lucy went to recently, that I was like, that's very up my street. It looked quite, like, classy and, like... I mean, it was at her house, though, so I want to do it as a restaurant, because obviously I don't have a house in, like, the UK, but...
Yeah, exactly.
It looked really cute, so...
No, it looked really cute. I saw that, yeah. So that's going to be fun. You need to book the restaurant, I feel.
I know, I really
need to. Have you decided which one you're going to do?
The place that I forgot about that I was thinking about. Remember that time I was like, oh, there's a restaurant I was thinking about?
Yeah.
It's miles away. It's Petersham Nurseries or something. Is that what it's called?
Oh, that's not actually, that's so close to my new house.
Is it? I mean, we could make people travel, like, if it's not too far.
It's only in Richmond.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. I didn't realise.
Yeah.
I
love Petersham Nurseries. We should definitely do it there.
Okay, well then I'll get in touch with them and book. I'm gonna. Yeah. I basically need to ask people if they're free on that date. I know I spoke to Clara actually recently, and I think Lucy's free, so we have those two. And then I'll message everyone else and see who's free. Perfect. So I think it'll be really nice, and I think it'll still be sunny then.
It'll be so cute. Yeah, Petersham Nurseries is so cute.
So how's Kiki feeling?
She's actually completely fine. We went for a little checkup earlier today, and they said that the scars like healed really well, and she's like, yeah, she's completely back to herself. So I'm so happy, because I'm like, it's done now, I never have to worry about it. And oh, actually, they told me that when they did the operation on her, they found a cyst in her ovary, in one of her ovaries.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah. And they had to remove it. That's actually really good that we did the operation. If we hadn't, that cyst could have like grown bigger and burst or something. So I'm really glad it's all done.
Yeah, that's really scary as well. Yeah. Like,
I know.
Although cysts do come and go, like in humans, they do come and go. For example, like I had like I think a 5 centimeters or maybe it's a millimeter cyst years ago, and it just disappeared.
Really?
Yeah, when I was like, I'm gonna say like early 20s, on my ovary.
Oh wow! How did they find it, through a smear test?
No, I don't think so. I think I was in pain, and I think we did a scan, and they found it, and they said just monitor it and come back for a checkup, and if it doesn't go, we might have to remove it or something along those lines. And it just disappeared. So
I think the word cyst sounds scarier than it probably is, but yeah, she's completely fine. So I'm very relieved.
Oh, I'm so happy too. I know you were so nervous, and like I feel like it's gone the best it can go. It could have gone.
Yeah, exactly. And Cameron was like, see, I told you, you're panicking over nothing. She's completely fine. And I was like, I know, but I don't know. Just get worried about these things. No, I think it's when you haven't done something before, it's like all new.
Things can go wrong, so it's natural to worry. So I'm glad she's okay.
Yeah,
Kiki's on
the mend. She is. So very random, but I have some recommendations of things that I like recently have discovered that I love. And they're all very random. But first one is the Prep chocolate granola. Have you tried it, Nicola?
I'm trying to think if I've had it. Not the bar. Is it the chocolate bar?
No, it's like, I'll show you. I'll grab it. It's so good.
You very prepared. You must have you stocked up on these bar or these things, whatever they are.
Cameron's like fully obsessed. When I went back to London, I bought back like 15 pouches of it.
Oh, not
say that.
Oh, it's an actual huge granola pouch, right? I thought it was like a ready-made like thing in Pret.
No. It's you can't get them in Pret. You buy it in like Waitrose, but they're always out of stock. And yeah, Cameron is like borderline obsessed. I am obsessed as well, but it's so good. So that's my first recommendation. But yeah, it's always out of stock. So when I went back to London last week, I found it, and he was like, "Get as many as you can." I honestly looked like a crazy person in Waitrose, just like shoveling it into my basket.
I wonder if you could buy it online, stock up online. You must look into
that. True. Hopefully you can. I was going to be traveling back and forth literally for all granola. My second recommendation, because there's a Starbucks at the Eurotunnel, so when I drive back and forth, I always stop at Starbucks. The plant-based tuna sandwich from Starbucks is so good. So I've been getting that every time I've been going there.
Yeah, I want to try that. Someone said that recently. I feel like I've seen that somewhere, someone talking about that tuna toasty. Is it new?
Yeah,
or is it
really
one that's been there for a while?
I think it's quite new, and it tastes so much like tuna. It's amazing. It's so delicious.
Really? I must try.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you don't really need to try because you probably eat tuna, but for anyone who doesn't.
I mean, actually, I do, to be fair. I do like tuna sandwiches. But I do like plant-based alternatives as well. So I definitely
do. Do you have a Starbucks there? I'm guessing you do. They're everywhere, aren't they?
I've no idea. Maybe. I've never seen one. I don't tend to go to, like, because I don't drink coffee. Like, I don't really go to like Starbucks or Pret, whatever, unless I'm traveling. Like, it's not somewhere I'd wake up and be like, I'm going to get a Starbucks. Like, I don't know.
No, true. I always go to like independent coffee shops over like chains. Also, my whole caffeine giving up didn't last.
Oh no! What happened?
I know. I don't know. I just started drinking it again. Then I was like, I love coffee. Why did I even attempt to give it up? So, I mean, I'm only having like one a day.
Yeah.
So it's like not too bad.
You should have done decaf though. I swear it all tastes the same.
I should do that. I forgot that was even a thing.
I swear you should do that because caffeine's not great. And also, well, no. I know you can't really have it in pregnancy, but like it leads to like things not working inside of you as well as they should. And it leads to anxiety, loads of different things. So you should just try the decaf version.
No, that's true. I actually, that's a good shout. When I go out, I'll ask for decaf because it tastes exactly the same. And then my final recommendation is we got some new bedding and some towels from Bedfolk. Have you heard of it? Bedfolk?
That does ring a bell, potentially. Is that an English brand?
So nice. Yeah, that is an English brand. I just got it sent to our flat in London and bought it back with me. But it's such nice stuff. So
is it expensive?
I don't think so. I think it's like mid-range, but like really good quality. So I'm like so happy we got that because I feel like towels and bedding is just so nice to have like really nice stuff.
100%. Like, I need to start thinking about those things. So they don't deliver to, they only deliver to the UK, do they? They don't deliver worldwide.
Yeah.
That's sad. So the thing is, it's just not as convenient. Like, you're very lucky you have the car, you can drive back. Like, with us, we won't have that.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get stuff delivered to the UK. My dad offered, because we have loads of, we have like a mattress we've left in the old flat because Charlie's brother owns it now, and like loads of like really big mirrors. I really want to bring them with me because I feel like they're just so convenient to have and like they cost so much to buy. And my dad was like, well, if you want to look into it, he was like, we can hire a van. He was like, and I can bring them over. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, but I need to look into basically like import costs. Because like it's so expensive, I feel like, to hire someone to do that. But like if dad could do it, he's like, I'll make a little trip of it. But I just need to figure out like what he'll be charged, maybe crossing the border.
Nice.
I know, God love him. He breaks my little heart.
That's so sweet. I feel like if you're going to do that, you need to like make it worth it. Like you need to have quite a few things to bring over. Like I wouldn't bother doing it for like just a couple things because I think it is quite expensive. But if you've got like a lot of stuff, then I think it's worth it.
Yeah, I might even do like a big order and then like pop them in the van.
Yeah,
as well,
exactly.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, and no, I'm definitely going to look into that. Hopefully that's an option. I've just seen in your notes, you're not fussed about your 29th birthday. That's so sad. I mean, it is four months away, isn't it? What month are we in now? No.
I know. Lucy asked me what I was doing for my birthday and I was like, I don't know. I was like, it's November. And she was like, it's not that far away. I was like, it is. We're in August. And then I was like, God, am I like, do people plan that far in advance? Like, I'm organized, but I was like, I haven't even thought about it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, maybe I haven't thought about it. I'm just not excited about birthdays anymore.
I think you'll regret not seeing like your friends for like a casual dinner kind of thing. Like I doubt like you want to do something big, but sometimes it can get overwhelming trying to like see different groups of people around your birthday. But then I think if the day passes you by, you might feel a little bit sad that nothing happened.
No, that's so true. But I'm just like, what do you actually do for your birthday? Like apart from a dinner?
Yeah, that's, to be honest, that's all I do. Unless like people were like desperate for a holiday or something and you're like, well, whoever wants to come away with me, I'm going here kind of thing. But like, I still like a dinner, although you're probably like, I don't want to travel back to London for a dinner, are you? That kind of thing.
No, I'm not. I definitely would go back for like a couple nights and like do some things with my friends. I think I definitely will do that. But I don't know. I'm just like, I think it's because all my friends are kind of, I guess all my bridesmaids do know each other well now, but you know when you have like little different groups of friends and it's a bit like getting everyone together.
Like it is a big group. If you say, for example, you invited all your bridesmaids and then like maybe you invited like, and then a few extras, like what would that be? Like 10? Well, that's not too bad. It's not too big, but it is kind of nice sometimes having like, say, a 6-person dinner because you actually talk to everyone as opposed to like a big
group. Exactly. I just remember doing one a few years ago for my birthday and it was like, it was all of my girlfriends and I don't think you were there. You must have been away. I did it at Sticks and Sushi and I feel like I barely spoke to like quite a few of my friends because there was quite a few of us. So like sometimes smaller things are nice, as you said. But yeah, I just feel like as I get older, oh, maybe it's just because 29 is a bit meh. Like, 30,
yeah, I do
like,
get you.
A big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the following year will be a big one. Like you're 30, like I can't believe you're turning 30 the following year. Now, as you know, I always think of you as a baby, but you're not. You're not a baby at all. Not that you act like one, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I know. But no, I mean, you are. Don't get me wrong. We're not old. I mean, God, no. I feel like I'm getting old. But anyway.
I saw Elvis this weekend at cinema, which I told you already, but it was honestly amazing. I highly recommend it. It's such a good film, so you should definitely
see it. I'm really excited to see this. They all watched it the other night in the house. I think they must have downloaded it or something. There was basically no room on the couch, so I was like, I'm just gonna go to bed, because it was like basically I'm with like a lot of family here.
It's a long film.
I heard it's really long.
You want to watch it early.
I'm going to watch it in Cyprus. I'm definitely going to watch it in Cyprus because I've heard it's really good. And I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I really like it. And I didn't know nothing about him before I watched this film. So it's so interesting.
My parents actually went to see the Elvis, like where he, I don't know if where he was born or something recently in like Memphis, I think it was. My dad got shirts tailored by his tailor or something. I was like, aw. So I think they love Elvis. They must watch the film.
Yeah, definitely. I think our parents' generation will love it even more than us, because he was obviously quite current with them, probably. Yeah,
must have been. Yeah, know.
More current with them than us. Yeah.
Okay, first dilemma. Hello, I love your podcast. I have a dilemma with a friend who I've known for 5 years. In January, she randomly stopped talking to me, and I've tried to still message on different social networks to see if I can get an answer about what's happened. I commented on her Instagram 2 days ago, and she commented back saying, oh, thank you. So I texted her, and again, doesn't even open the message or reply to them all. What do I do? Remove her off everything? Keep trying? Or just keep trying on socials? Stop trying to contact her? Please help. I could use some advice. It's a bit of a strange
That's
one.
So random.
Yeah, something must have happened.
She's been friends with her for 5 years and then she randomly starts talking to her.
Surely something's gone on. Surely she's found out something, or something's gone on behind closed doors, and that's why she's being like this, you would have thought. Or maybe she has a boyfriend that doesn't like her friend, and like it's causing
Or like sometimes, like I don't know how close they are, but if they aren't, maybe that girl's just like, do you know what? I just can't be bothered with the friendship anymore. Like sometimes people feel that way. I'm sure I've had friends like that. Yeah, like she's trying to phase her out slightly, you know. But then to randomly just completely ignore. But then she says, oh,
yeah, it could easily be like a Monica from Friends situation where she is trying to phase her out. She just doesn't like her anymore, which is so sad to say. And I'm really sorry for saying that to this person that's messaging.
I know.
But this is a hard
one.
That
is shit when that happens.
I think, to be honest, if you've tried and tried and tried, like there's only so much trying you can do. Like if you've answered...
I would stop trying.
Yeah, so would I. I mean, I would probably... Oh, it's so hard to be like, have I done something? Although I probably would say, have I done something? Like, and then if she
I feel like she has done that.
Did she say though?
I'm trying to still message her to see if I can get an answer about what happened. So I think she has done that and she's just ignoring her. So I would... there's nothing else you can do. You just have to stop trying.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, but I think you do have to stop trying, which is such a shame. Unless it's like your best friend. If it's your best friend, call her and be like, what the fuck's going on? Like, excuse me.
Yeah, call her on an unknown number.
Yeah, like imagine just one day you stop talking to me. I'd be like,
I know.
What's going on? I'm not okay with
it. Yeah, I think if you did that to me, I would honestly call you on an unknown number. Then you'd answer. And then I'd be like, Nicola, it's Tiffany. Do not hang up. Like, what is going on?
See, that just in my head, like if you're really good friends with someone, that wouldn't happen. You wouldn't be in that situation.
No.
If you're like really close to someone. Can you imagine that situation?
Exactly.
Oh god, just between us two, that'd be so funny. But it wouldn't happen. That's the thing. They must not be
too close. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
It must be like quite a loose friendship, and she's obviously sadly just been like, I can't be bothered with this friendship anymore. And if that's the case, then you don't want friends like that in your life, and you just let her go.
Yeah, it's really sad, but yeah, exactly. You don't want someone that's not making an effort with you back. Okay, next dilemma.
Okay, dilemma two. Hindu dilemma. Hi, I've been listening to your pod and it's so interesting hearing all of the dilemmas. My dilemma is I'm getting married abroad next year and I'm thinking of doing my hen a couple of days before the wedding in the same location, so people who are traveling here have more than one thing they're traveling for. However, does this mean I should invite all the girls that are traveling to the wedding to the hen as well? I don't want people to feel left out, but also don't want a massive hen. Send help. Thanks, Lucy.
I don't think she needs to invite everyone from the wedding.
No.
No, they'll just come later if they're coming to the wedding.
Exactly. If you're doing it a few days before the wedding, then like the girls that aren't invited to the hen, they would probably arrive like the night before the wedding. So they probably wouldn't even be there in time for the hen. So, no, yeah. I definitely wouldn't. Especially if you're having like a big wedding, that'd be like a 50 person hen do.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm sure there's just maybe a few extra girls that are coming to the wedding that she like gets on with or her close friends. And she's like, should I invite them to the hen as well? I think only do what you want to do. I don't think people are going to be offended. I also think we always forget the other side. Like, as in, like, yeah, I guess we do get offended when we don't get invited to things. But we also, and sometimes when we get invited to things, we're like, how am I going to get out of this?
Yeah,
I think exactly. Don't worry too much about it. Like, you have your hen party. Like, I don't know. It's a hard one though, because it's probably like it's not just her bridesmaids.
Yeah, I think if it's like two girls, then maybe, for the sake of not hurting their feelings, then do. But if it's like quite a large amount, then I really wouldn't bother.
Yeah, exactly. I only invite them if you want to. They're not, it's not going to make a difference to them that they're not coming a week early or whatever for them to do. Like, they're not going to think the way they're not going to think that way.
But you're so right. Yeah. Even if they did get invited, they might be like, oh no, now I have to take more time off work and I have to get out there earlier. Yeah,
100%. And people don't have that time to take off as well. Like, or they might have other things going on.
Exactly.
And they're like stressing, trying to find a way to like cancel on you or break it to you that they can't come. It's so funny. Both sides are always worrying about the other person. And it's like, it's most of the time.
I know.
I find like they don't actually mind. But like, I don't think I would. I don't know. It depends.
I don't think I would if I wasn't close with them. Like, say it was, they were going to like Cameron's friend's wedding and the girlfriend who's marrying Cameron's friend doesn't invite me to her hen, I wouldn't mind at all.
No,
like, same. Totally fine. Like,
you'd almost be happy.
Yeah, I'd be delighted.
Yeah, I mean, none of us. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right. So that's our answer. Don't worry at all.
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly.
I'm trying to think if I should like mention any of these comments before we go.
What's demographics changed?
Oh. My demographics on Instagram, since I've gotten pregnant, have completely changed. Like, the ratio of women to men, it's now over 90% women. Like, I've lost all the men. They're obviously not attracted to me anymore. It's very upsetting.
Nicola, I doubt any men listen to our podcast.
Yeah, it's very, very true. But yeah, like, for our business, we're basically essentially selling clothes, beauty products and all these different things. I'd say that I always think of this, the friends of Charlie's.
I'd love to be my ratio.
I'd say they're just like, I said it to them before. I've actually said it to one of them. Charlie's friends, where I'm like, I'm really sorry you have to follow me. I know my posts are such a load of shit. Like, for a man, like, do you know what I mean? Because they're very just like, you know, just
yeah, for a man, like, they're probably like, yeah. Oh my God, don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, my ratio, I've got 82% women and 17.9% men.
Yeah, I basically used to be 75-25, more or less. So you still have your men.
Really?
Wait till you get that bump, Tiff. It's going to be gone.
That's so interesting, isn't it? They're just like, okay, done.
Yeah, and it's so funny because one of your friends that was at the wedding, actually, he won't mind if we mention him. He might do. Well, we'll see. Lonan said to me... Lonan said to me at the wedding, he was like, yeah, once a woman gets a bump, even if she was a 10 out of 10, she's down to a 4. I was like, cheers, Lonan. I was sitting beside him with a bump. I was like, thanks for that.
He's such an arsehole.
He's so blunt. It's ridiculous.
We'll keep that in. Lonan, you're not okay. Before you say, God.
Right, we have to go. I'm going to be late for my parents' lunch.
Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, see you guys. Love I love you. How I literally was just literally signing off just to you there, forgetting I was doing a podcast. Okay. Love you guys. Sorry for that.
Bye.
We'll see you next week. Bye.